USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Capitol Hill, House managers laid out the reasons they believe President Trump violated the law in the second day of his impeachment trial. They're arguing for the conviction of the president on two charges, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Lead manager Adam Schiff made the case for what he calls the president's corrupt scheme to abuse the power of his office.
And use those same powers to suppress evidence and bar any cooperation with the authorities investigating them.
Schiff told senators his team will present extensive evidence collected during the House impeachment inquiry that proves the president's guilt.
This conduct is not impeachable. Then nothing is.
When the defense gets their turn, attorney Jay Sekulow says,
there's a lot of things we'll rebut, but we'll do it in an orderly and, I hope, more systematic fashion.
House Democrats have 24 hours over 3 days to prosecute the charges. This is USA Radio News.
The widespread wildfires in Australia are having disastrous effects on Australian wildlife. The Morris Animal Foundation, a global leader in advancing animal health, says they'll allocate $1 million for scientific research grants that will fund major studies to help. Tiffany Grunert, president and CEO of Morris Animal Foundation.
Our role will be to research the impact of the fires on wildlife in support of restoration efforts, from land mammal population studies to the effects of the fire on marine wildlife downstream. There's a great deal of research to be conducted in support of these unique and valuable species.
The ongoing wildfires have destroyed more than 12 million acres of land and impacted between 500 and 800 million animals, including koalas. Wayne Boardman, School of Animal and Veterinary Science at the University of Adelaide.
Now we only have 10,000 koalas left. Our colleagues, with the support of Morris Animal Foundation, will continue to investigate the health status of this important population following the bushfires.
To support the effort, go to morrisanimalfoundation.org.
Before returning to Washington from Davos, the president spoke about the impeachment trial.
They had a phony, concocted story made up. So here's the story. Did nothing wrong. It was a perfect conversation. It was totally appropriate.
He vented his anger on two key Democrats, calling Jerry Nadler a sleazebag and Adam Schiff a corrupt politician. The coronavirus has arrived in the U.S., and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention plans to screen all travelers arriving from China and distribute a faster test to speed diagnosis to try and control the spread. After confirming the first case, a Washington man who had traveled to Wuhan, China, officials at the CDC this week outlined steps being taken to contain the virus, which has sickened more than 400 people in China and caused 17 deaths. In addition to China, cases have been previously reported in Japan, Thailand, and South Korea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been exactly 47 years since the Supreme Court ruled in the Roe v. Wade case, which legalized abortion. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump proclaiming Wednesday, the actual anniversary, as National Sanctity of Human Life Day, saying there is more to be done to reduce abortions. Each year since 1974, around the time of the anniversary, pro-life activists from across the country converge on the U.S. Supreme Court for the March for Life. This year, the march and rally in the nation's capital will be held on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new national commission which aims to address problems confronting law enforcement. The Presidential Commission on Law Enforcement and the Administration of Justice was first announced in late October after President Trump signed an executive order to form the commission. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Attorney General William Barr is unveiling a new Presidential Commission on Law Enforcement.
This commission is critical because few callings are more essential to the strength and prosperity of our nation than that of law enforcement.
While speaking in Washington, D.C., Barr says that police officers face a multitude of problems.
If the new obstacles presented by technology weren't enough, in many communities, our officers also must confront a wave of social problems, such as homelessness and drug addiction and mental illness.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.